NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Cao Yidan.
And this is Chen Licheng. Today is Wednesday, April 18th, the 8th week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
Spring of CUC, it's your showtime tonight.
Local features needed in build-up, President Xi said.
No decision yet from Trump on Syria responses.
Sexual harassment in colleges and universities. What can we do?
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
Held by Art Department of CUC, the preliminary contest of the 34th Spring of CUC kicked off on April 11th. The Spring of CUC, carried out once a year, is the campus singing competition. During the three-day preliminary, though the weather was not always balmy and pleasant, the enthusiasm of contestants still ran high, and the plunge into was immense still. Here is the detailed report from our correspondent, Chen Licheng.
I'm now at the scene of the Spring of CUC. However, these days, weather in Beijing changed every day. The wind blows strongly and the temperature drops sharply. It's more like winter instead of spring. It has been 34 years since Spring of CUC began its history. This is a magical stage for all CUC students to show their singing and performing talents. The rule for this year is 120 seconds challenge, which means singing for more than 120 seconds until the judges stop you. If you finally survive, then congratulations, you get the ticket to Easter competition. Now I'm on backstage and I'm interviewing a contestant who has just finished singing, so let's listen to him. Which song did you choose and why?
I choose On the Other Side of Water for the competition. This song is a poem adaptation, a beautiful song. Considering that there are too many people singing pop songs, I want to be different. So I choose this folk song.
So how are you feeling now, and what kind of preparation you are going to do for Easter competition?
First of all, I'm not sure that I can get into the next game. But if I succeed, I will show more talents and choose a song that everybody haven't heard before, and it's must hard enough.
Okay, thank you, and wish you success and fortune.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Chen Licheng. It is known to us that a great number of stars from both on and off the screen started their career at the stage of the Spring of CUC. And the procession of contestants also witnessed the growth of this event. No matter you get a pass or not, it must have left you an unforgettable memory. Hope the follow-up competition will be crowned with complete success.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, has called for tangible measures in line with local conditions to translate into reality the spirit of the CPC Central Committee and to produce early and evident results. Xi, on an inspection tour of South China's Hainan Province, made the call when visiting an exhibition on Friday in the provincial capital of Haikou. The exhibition presents the achievements of the past 3 decades in the Hainan Special Economic Zone. She endorsed the economic and social development there. He learned about local infrastructure build-up and said the construction should follow the local environment, protect the ecology, avoid damage brought by road construction, and value the fulfillment of plans and supervision.
When touring a local village in Haikou, she said local features are needed for developing sectors that could vitalize the rural areas. On Thursday afternoon, he made an inspection tour in Sanya, and he learned details of an underwater glider and a deep-sea lander at the Institute of Deep-Sea Science and Engineering of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. She greeted and talked with designers and staff members of the managed submersible Shenhai Yongshi Deep-Sea Warrior at the institution. She also visited the Nanfang Scientific and Research Breeding Base in Sanya on Thursday afternoon. Alongside agricultural technical experts, she walked along the paddy right away to check the super hybrid paddy rice growing there. He talked to the experts about how the rice is produced and effort to promote it.
China's first scale for English proficiency levels will be implemented June 1st, according to Ministry of Education and State Language Affairs Commission. The scale, the first comprehensive scaling system for teaching, learning, and testing the language, will be helpful in unifying various English tests with different standards and deepening the inner connection between exams at home and abroad. The scale is divided into 9 levels based on English proficiency, covering all the education periods from elementary school to university. Specifically, levels 1 to 2 are for elementary students, level 3 is for junior high school students, level 4 is for high school students, levels 5 to 6 are for college students with non-English majors, level 7 is for college students majoring in English, and levels 8 to 9 are for people with superior English language skills.
Along with defining competencies in listening, speaking, reading, and writing, the scale also includes pragmatic competence such as translation and interpretation. This aims to help foster students' practical language capacity, cultural awareness, and intercultural communication skills. The scale also attaches great significance to the cognitive development of language learning so as to better cultivate students' thinking abilities. It should be noted that the scale is not a teaching or exam syllabus, in which the requirements for the 9 levels are not compulsory for students. English language testing in China is still highly fragmented, with a range of tests being used at different levels. To unify the very standard and targets of the English language testing regime across the country, the National Education Examination Authority is now working on the development of a national English proficiency test.
Okay, let's look at the international news. Syrian air defenses intercepted missiles targeting a military facility in the central province of Homs early Tuesday morning, local media reported, with the source of the missiles not yet confirmed. 6 missiles have reportedly targeted Al-Sharit air base, most of which were shot down. Pro-Hezbollah Al-Manar TV reported, citing an unnamed Syrian military source. The Pentagon said that there were no reports of U.S. military activity in the area following the strike. There is no U.S. military activity in that area at this time. Eric Payen, a Pentagon spokesman, said, "We do not have additional details to provide."
U.S. missile strike at Al-Sharit air bases last year in retaliation for suspected string attack in Yahya Shakhom, which President Donald Trump blamed on pro-government Syrian troops. News of fresh strikes on the airbase comes after the US, the UK and France carried out a wave of punitive strikes against government military facilities on Saturday in response to an alleged chemical attack on Douma, blamed on Syrian President Bashar Assad. The Syrian government has strongly rejected the allegations as a fabrication by the rebels and the Western countries to justify a military attack on Syria.
Before the US-led attack, Israeli warplanes had fired missiles on the T-4 airbase in the eastern countryside of Homs on April 9, killing 14 soldiers, including Iranian fighters. Meanwhile, the Syrian state TV aired still image of what it said was the air defenses intercepting the missiles. Europe's foreign ministers assembled in Luxembourg on Monday after Saturday's coordinated missile strike on Syria by the US, France and Britain in response to an alleged chemical attack in Douma near Damascus earlier this month. Despite sweeping EU support coming in the hours following the military action in Luxembourg, ministers dialed down the rhetoric despite the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson saying that it was entirely the right thing to do.
In their final communique from the meeting, they were unanimous in blaming the chemical attack in Douma on the Syrian government, but they did not express outright support for the targeted airstrikes by the US, France and Britain. They simply said they understood it had deterred the Syrian government from carrying out further chemical attacks on the civilian population. For its part, the EU has been a strong advocate for finding a political solution to the conflict in Syria, and its foreign affairs chief Federica Mogherini pointed to the UN-EU joined the Donor Conference for Syria last on this month in Brussels. Mogherini expects that with the high level of actors involved, a political will can be found to restart talks, because an endless conflict is in no one's interest.
In the war-torn Gaza Strip, a group of women architects is giving open spaces a facelift, while giving residents an opportunity to have their voices heard. The community-led gender-inclusive park design aims to offer a breather to people reeling from a suffocating blockade that has had its toll on the living conditions and the economic situations in the enclave. The architects had a tough task coming up with a design that could impress everyone, while taking into account the conservative and battle-scarred nature of the space. Instead of sketching the 2,600 square meter public garden in their office, they decided to let everyday Gazans unleash their creativity. A focus group of 30 people was tasked rummaging a park located in the marginalized Al-Shorka locality, with each participant, some as young as 10, asked to envision an open space that answers their needs and desires.
Team wanted participants to do more than just voice their opinions. They sound to give them a hands-on experience and help them bring their creations to life. They held a workshop to train the amateur architects on how to navigate Minecraft, a video game that allows players to use blocks to erect architectures, and asked them to design a public space that meets the needs of their community. The focus was mainly placed on young women and girls, with their concerns prioritized. Women are the most vulnerable social group in the strip. Dalia Osama, one of the architect trio behind the project, told CGTN.
A patriarchal system, the entrenchment of conservative views towards gender roles and the prevalence of sex-based stereotypes have put Gaza's women at a disadvantage. Their predicament was worsened by the Israeli occupation and over a decade-long siege that has placed limits on freedom of movement, battered the economic situation and forced people into poverty. Over 20% of single women and more than half of ever-married women in Gaza, 51%, were subjected to some form of domestic violence in 2011. According to the most recent survey by the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics, published in 2013, the architects wanted women to feel safe and work to give them privacy in the outdoors.
People in Gaza are trapped in a sad reality and their daily lives are getting more and more wretched. A United Nations report published last year said, warning that by 2020, the enclave will be unlivable. The newly opened park offers a brief respite from the daily suffering. Parks in the enclave are far and few between, and those looking for the place to unwind under the shade need to commute for long distance, bringing extra costs to cash-starved families. We hope this experience brings a positive change to people and increase their sense of belonging. We wanted to deliver a beautiful concept and a beautiful execution, said Nelha Zongrab, who also worked on the project, stressing the importance of communities and participation in the park's makeover.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced Friday to build the whole island of Hainan into a pilot free trade zone. Xi underscored advancing reform and opening up in Hainan from a higher perspective with a broader vision and greater strength. He urged the province to make full use of its environmental advantage and its status as the special economic zone and international tourism island in a bid to build a beautiful and new Hainan.
An unmanned, fully automated band outlet that opened on Monday in Shanghai is receiving positive feedback from customers, especially younger ones. The facility, installed by China Construction Bank's Shanghai branch on Jiujiang Road in the downtown district, is self-service, replacing the counters and busy clerks at conventional banks. Using robots, ATMs, a foreign exchange machine, and assortment of multimedia tools, it comes at a time when concepts like mobile internet, big data, and artificial intelligence have become inseparable to Chinese people's everyday lives.
U.S. President Donald Trump is reconsidering joining the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, a trade agreement that he campaigned vigorously against in his presidential race and withdrew the U.S. from just days after taking office. The TPP was a free trade agreement among 12 Pacific Rim nations that former U.S. President Barack Obama pushed aggressively as the call of a rebalance to Asia's strategy and a geopolitical tour against China's growing clout in the region. After Trump withdrew the U.S. from the TPP talks, the other 11 countries moved ahead to forge their own agreement by cutting some key provisions insisted on by the U.S. earlier on such issues as intellectual property, procurement, and investment.
The brutal gun rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl in the northern Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir has inflamed religious tensions and sparked widespread protests. In a case that is threatening to further destabilize an already restive region, at the center of the controversy is a debate over the impartiality of the local police investigators, whose supporters of the accused claim are based owing to their Muslim faith.
The 15th American Classical Singer International Vocal Competition was held in Guangzhou during March 24th to March 30th. Majoring in vocal music performance, four CUC students won awards in the competition, including admission from several well-known colleges like University of Nebraska at Kearney. Held by transnational institutions, the competition provides opportunities for talent specializing in classical bel canto, opera, and musical.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Former Olympic badminton champion Li Xuerui returned to international competition at the BWF Tour's Linshui China Masters on Wednesday after being sidelined for 600 days due to injury. The former number one from China, a two-time world championship runner-up, has been out of action since sustained a serious injury at the Rio Olympics in 2016. The Linshui China Masters 2018 is the lowest level of the BWF Tour. Li moved past her younger teammate Chen Nianzu comfortably. However, she admitted that she struggled on the count. I was so nervous. It's my first match after my comeback. Although I had some matches in our team, I was still unfamiliar with the atmosphere on the count, the 27-year-old said. With his arm held out wide and his mouth gaping open, Kostas Manolas started running and yelling uncontrollably. Then he patted his chest and was mobbed by his Roma teammates. Manolas, a centre-back not renowned for attacking skills, had just scored one of the most memorable goals in the Italian club's history. His header from the corner in the 82nd minute on Tuesday put Roma into Campania's Liga semifinals and knocked out five-time champion Barcelona, following one of the most extraordinary comebacks the competition have ever seen. Roma won 3-0 to overturn a 3-goal deficit and advance on the away goals rule. Having entered the game as a massive underdog after losing the first leg of their quarterfinal 4-1 against the Lionel Messi-led team, that was one of the big favorites to win the competition. 浙江 Guangshan beat Shandong 105-95 on Wednesday night in the first ever Game 7 of the Chinese Basketball Association's semifinals, reaching the finals for the first time in their club history. In Game 7, Shandong, who missed the Chinese international Ding Yan Yuhang due to injuries, led the first quarter 23-20 as branch player Donatas Martijonas scored 8 points. Guangshan started the second half with a 48-46 lead and led by 1 point into the last period after both sides played a seesaw battle during the third quarter. Zhang Qingpeng buried a pair of three-pointers to help Shandong lead by one with 3 minutes remaining. From a 92-all tie, Shandong committed 2 turnovers and Guangshan took the lead for good before Liu Zhen made a three-pointer in the last seconds to seal the victory. Indonesia's archery athletes will compete in a tryout match in Shanghai this month before competing in the Asian Games late this year. Head coach of the country's national archery team, Danny Tridanoto, says that a total of 16 athletes and 4 substitutes will be in Shanghai this month. The head coach said that the performers of the athletes in the event will be used for national team selection ahead of the Asian Games. Besides competing in China, Treziato also said that the archers will also have a friendly match in Turkey prior to the Asian Games, but he did not elaborate further. Indonesia has won 2 silver medals and 1 bronze medal at the Asian Games. The 18th Asian Games is scheduled to be held in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta, as well as Palembang, the provincial capital of South Sumatra. China on Thursday beat Jordan 8-1 in their third game in the AFC's Women's Asian Cup 2018. Before facing Jordan, China whitewashed the talent and the Philippines and secured a spot in the tournament semifinals as well as a place at next year's FIFA Women's World Cup. It was a sweeping victory for the Chinese team today with midfielder Wang Shuang scoring a hat-trick. The first half of the game, which took place at the AMA International Studio, ended with 2-1 in favor of the Chinese team, but in the second half, goals started to follow. That's all for the sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. Thailand's constitution stipulates that adult males are obligated to serve in the military. April is the season of conscription in Thailand each year. All the young males and females in service will take part in the lottery. The right sign means that you must serve in the military for 2 years, and people who get the black ones can be exempt from service. What if those females want to join the army? In fact, in Thailand, there are strict rules for the selection of soldiers. The government clearly delineates various different kinds of females, and only those who have already long breasts or made relative surgeries can be saved from serving in military. Due to the severe condition of Thai army, some men even chose to accept the gender transformation surgery. However, since the standard has been tougher and tougher these years, most of their wishful thinking eventually came for nothing. Local time on April 10th and 11th, Mark Zuckerberg attended 2 American Senate hearings, being questioned on illegally offering the data of Facebook users to Cambridge Analytica, which really triggered the information disclosure event. The scandal, which involved the misuse of data on 87 million users, affected major political events such as the US election and Brexit and plunged Facebook into a public relations and political crisis. At the hearing, each congressman had 5 minutes to ask Zuckerberg any questions about Facebook and to interrupt and question Zuckerberg's response, which could really be answered in good order. Mr. Zuckerberg, however, did not lose in the similarly uneven battle. Now being questioned in the Capitol, Zuckerberg gave up his iconic grey tee and jeans and put on a suit and tie, a suit which the New York Times called apology suit. Sitting in front of the legislator, the 1.7 meter tall strapped his chair with a 10 centimeter cushion. The Daily Mail said it had been done so to make him stand out and to highlight his seriousness, while BuzzFeed said it shifted the public's focus from serious questioning to irrelevant issues. Compared with him, who was facing the enemy sparing no effort, the performance of the representative members was shameful. Instead of effectively seizing such core issues as social media privacy and user data abuse, they spent a lot of time asking Zuckerberg about some of the basic features of Facebook. It's like an old man in the house bought an Apple computer, and Zuckerberg taught you how to use it to get online, CNN reporter said. Ready Player One is about the virtual world in 2045, when the real world is declining and people are addicted to the virtual world of the VR games Oasis. The founder of Oasis announced on his deathbed that he would leave all his billions to players who could find secret apps in the game. As a result, the biggest treasure hunt in history began, and the final outcome, which is not unexpected, is a happy ending. Then came the question, how we consider this phenomenon? Is it a good future for people to devote themselves to the virtual world? The movie Robert Whaley used to talk about it and make a big sarcasm. But in Ready Player One, the creator is ambiguous about this question. After all, the whole movie is honoring the joy and comfort that games and movies have brought over all these years. However, the participation of the whole human beings in the virtual world is clearly not a bright future scene. So at the end of the day, whenever protagonist took control of the Oasis, he made a move to shut down the server on Tuesday and Thursday, encouraging people to go back to the real world. After all, reality is the only thing that is real. Women in Beijing, an urban TV series produced by Youku, starring Qi Wei, Chen Jin, Wu Yue, and Wang Yaoqing, was broadcast in Youku Video on April 10, 2018. The play is adapted from Women in Tokyo and tells the process of finding true love and pursuing for a better life for a single woman named Chen Ke'i in Beijing. Many viewers said that the play really revealed the true state of life of Beijing drifters today. Chen Ke'i, played by Qi Wei, is the heroine of the show, In order to realize her dream and refuse to spend her life in her hometown, after obtaining her mother's consent, she boarded a train to Beijing, a big city she had yearned since college. But life wasn't as smooth as she thought. The interview failed many times, and her high school classmate attempted to infringe upon her. On a cold winter night, dragging her luggage to the ground, she got the news that her boyfriend was breaking up with her. Misfortune hit her one after another, but she didn't give up and ultimately succeeded in her own career. However, there are also many people criticize it for promoting materialization and making girls nowadays becoming utilitarian. Actually, this is not about the ambition and growth of a female owner, but to show all kinds of Beijing Drifters women in different living conditions and their approaches which may determine the future pattern and way out when they are in the face of various choice. In terms of the judging and thinking part, it's wholly up to the audience. In the end of the latest singer, Jessie J was as steady as ever in the singing phase, winning the season's title with the classical I Will Always Love You. Throughout her performance in the second season of The Singer, it is not difficult to find that Jessie's stage control is very strong and she can always accurately mobilize the audience's emotions. But her acting process, however, is surprisingly very childish. In contrast to the intense ritual of high with the band on stage for many other singers, Jessie's appearance was simple and pure, walking slowly to the stage, holding up the microphone, and singing to the music lyrically. However, few people know that while singing with absolute strength each time, Jessie J actually has a heart disease. She even cancelled her tour and went temporarily recuperation for it. Though suffering the pain of illness, Jessie fought till the end and won the champion with her powerful singing and effective performance.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying. As a feminist, I fully devote myself to the feminism career which strives for gender equality. Recently, a series of incidents not only get on my nerves, but also trigger public outrage, strengthen my determination to protect women's rights. It has been reported that Shen Yang, Dean of Literature Department at Nanjing University, was accused of sexually assaulting undergrad Gao Yan in 1996, when he worked as a professor of literature at Peking University. Gao took her life in 1998. During the Qingming Festival on April 5th, Gao's classmate, Li Youyou, published the allegation of the improper conduct online. As for Shen Yang, he denied the accusation as malicious defamation. Three universities involved quickly made response. The School of Liberal Arts at Nanjing University said in a statement that Shen had concealed his punishment when he accepted the job. The school asked him to hand in a resignation for he's no longer qualified for the job at school. Another university, Shanghai Normal University, where Shen worked as a part-time professor, terminated his contract on Saturday, insisting on zero tolerance for those who violate teaching ethics. China Daily Standard's viewpoint on the abnormal relationship between teacher and student said, "The relationship between teacher and student is, by definition, a power relationship. No matter whether students are volunteered or not, teachers who are unable to set boundaries with students have no place in a classroom. The teacher has the responsibility as a figure of authority to end it before it begins. However, as far as I'm concerned, in many cases, sexual harassment and sexual assault happen under the situations when perpetrators hold more power than victims. For example, sexual harassment happens in workplaces. The ones who are across the boundaries have always been your superiors, since they can directly decide on your position in the company, influence your salaries. Victims are more likely to stay silent when they were harassed. And an unequal relationship sometimes can be used as excuse for hurt. Even as an outsider or a beginner, I am desperate to see the changes. For this week's commentary, we invite a more professional insider to state her view. Welcome today's guest, 李丽斯师姐. Victims seem afraid of speaking out. Why? What prevents them from fighting for themselves? There are victims, aren't they?
No matter they choose to speak out or not, they are victims. I think there are many complicated reasons why victims hesitate to speak out. For instance, our society tends to blame victims, especially female victims, because what they have accused may ruin another person's life. And many people still believe that good women don't get raped. On the other hand,The incident is a painful experience, so many victims may not want to relive it. It may even cause secondary injury to the victims if people don't believe them. More often, most victims feel that it could be easier to choose to move on from the assault without speaking up.
The very first sexual harassment incident which triggered public outrage happened in 2014 in Xiamen University. Relevant departments at that time were more likely to stay silent. But now we see the situation have changed a lot. Several universities involved respond quickly. What the factors that lead to such changes?
I think the media helps a lot.As new media such as Weibo plays more important role in many aspects of our life, we are inclined to resort to it because it provides us with a zero-cost channel to express and ask for help. Meanwhile, government and many official institutions choose to open accounts on Weibo so that they can timely make some announcements and hear people's complaints.
Actually, America fully banned relationship between teachers and students. But this kind of relationship seems romantic in China. We always say love is love, has nothing to do with ages, sexes, or classes. So what do you think of that?
Women tend to look up to men in traditional Chinese couples, and relationship between staff and students is...perfect for such case. There are famous literary works describing beautiful love between teacher and student, such as Chong Yao's Chuang Wai, and there are also true stories about famous writers and their students like Lu Xun and Shen Chongwen. I think Chinese people tend to believe the happy side of the story and avoid the risk behind it.Such unequal relationship is unhealthy for love, and if the relationship doesn't end well, it may possibly ruin the life of both sides. Age, gender, and social class may not matter in romantic stories, but they do matter in reality.
What do you think the current situation of the protection in rights of those who have been harassed in our country?Actually, there is a very big void in our laws, and it confused me that many perpetrators did not receive appropriate punishment. Their sentences were just too short. And we also lack education. Isn't it a big deal why we don't prevail on it?
I think we still have a long way to go. And of course, we should pay a lot of attention to the protection of women's rights.First, as you mentioned above, some victims of sexual assaults hesitate to speak out so that many sex offenders escape punishment. Second, Chinese society used to avoid talking about things related to sex, so there was a lack of sound legal and educational system about sex. In these years,As many cases concerning women's rights were exposed by the media, we can see an increase in the attention to it. So let's expect a better future for the fighting.
Instead of solely focusing on the incident itself, what we should do is try our best to find a way out. Bring the question to the stage. What can we do when we encounter harassment or assault?And what shall we do when people around us undergo that? Firstly, when we are victims, When it comes to incidents, they are more serious, like you are hurt both physically and mentally. Do not hesitate to seek help from authorities like police or women organizations. A large number of victims will take a shower after being assaulted because they think they are dirty. Taking a shower will wash up all important evidence, especially seminal fluid. First step you should take must be seeking help from officials. Also, make sure that you are accompanied in order to prevent secondary damage. Besides, we should be aware of the notion that we are not dirty. Vagina has nothing to do with virginity. The hymen cannot be used to attest to virgin. Nothing can be. Not even mention those rumors and malicious public opinions aiming at judging you. Nevertheless, normal sexual harassment can be very difficult to deal with, like flirt and slight body touch. However, it should never be described as obsessive when you try to protect yourself. Then, what we should do when we are actually outsider or bystander? As far as I'm concerned, you should stand on victim's shoes, but never tell them words like, I understand you, or I know you. The hurt brought by sexual assault is unimaginable, and your sympathy can actually cause secondary damage to them in this time. What you should do is play a role as a qualified company. Help them to get a professional psychological intervention organization, conveying the attitude that you were innocent to them. This is not the first time I bring this issue to public. Also, not gonna be the last time. Unfortunately, the effects will be very little if the relevant departments still choose to stand by. As the Western entertainment industry has already started taking actions, launching new set of principles. Also, facing exclusively to sexual assaults and sexual harassment happening in schools, Cambridge University implemented a campaign named Breaking the Silence Against Sexual Harassment. The system and guidelines should also be built in our country. As I, a feminist, I was inspired and pushed by a very vigorous slogan. If not me, who? If not now, when? And I will insist on fighting for equality with this slogan stored deeply in my heart. And here ends our today's commentary. I'm commentator Zheng Wanying. See you next week.
Thank you, Zheng Wanying and Sun Qingkun. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, don't forget to adapt your clothes to the changing weather. By the way, are you ready for summer? Just pick out your favorite t-shirt and dress up. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Cao Yidan. See you.
And this is Chen Licheng. See you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。